Rick Hart, who's the administrator from Central Coast Council. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
Mate, what do you think? Greatest decade of rock for you? 70s, 80s, 90s, or the noughties, mate?
I'm going to stuff you up. 60s, mate.
Oh, stop it. Sack. Get out of here, mate.
That's it. That's
Come on.
It.
Did you used to rock? Which nightclub, when you went out as, say, 18 to 24, which nightclub did you go to?
Ah, good God, I can't remember that, but it was in New Zealand, and I'm not sure we had nightclubs in those days.
Didn't you?
Back in the 70s. They hadn't arrived, I don't think, at that point in time.
No, you just rock up to a mate's house with a crate of long necks. That's how it went, wasn't it?
It was a crate of absolutely lion brown, absolutely top drink, mate.
Ah.
And spates.
Would you have your chili bins full with that?
No, not really.
No, just a bush esky, just a crate with the beer in it. Yeah. Bit of ice over the top.
Bavaria Bitter was the other one around those days.
Is it still around in New Zealand?
No, Bavaria Bitter's gone, but Lion Brown's still around. Obviously, Lion Breweries are still going strong. Some of the old drinks.
I remember going to Wellington once. They were drinking a lot of beer called Tui.
Yeah, that's the Tui, yeah.
Is that still around?
Oh, hell yeah. Have you seen the Tui ads? They're fantastic.
What is that?
Tui ads are beautiful, mate.
Rick Hart, we've got Rick Hart, administrator of Central Coast Council.
What's talking that, about anything but council.
What is that lemon drink that we the kids love? It's a lemon. It's in the brown bottle. What's that
lemon
one?
Lemon and Pyaroa.
What is it called?
Pyaroa.
Pyaroa. Okay.
Yeah, lemon and Pyaroa. And it's made in a town called Pyaroa on North Island.
And it's a soft drink, isn't it?
It's a soft drink, yeah. There's no alcohol in that one.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all we've got time for. Rick, thanks for joining us, mate.
That's all right. That's much more important than council business.
No. Yeah,
we do want to ask you.
Yeah, we do need to ask. Paddy's banging on about whether or not we need a referendum.
Now, how's the referendum? Now, the referendum to determine council numbers is going to proceed this September. How is it going to work? How are we going to do it?
Very simple. It's just that the local government elections right across New South Wales are taking place on the 4th of September this year. There won't be an election for councillors, but there will be a referendum, which is much the same sort of thing. You've got to go in. It's compulsory, just as all voting is. And you tick a box, it'll be yes, do you agree to the proposal to reduce the number of councillors from 15 to 9 and 3 wards, or do you say no? And it's as simple as that.
Can you say I don't care?
No.
Right, okay, so it's a yes or no. I'm just questioning, because a lot of people will go, I really don't want to spend a Saturday going in to have to vote in a referendum that may not mean a lot to me.
Yes, that's always a risk. I would have to say that the expectation is that the probably turnout will be a bit lower, but bear in mind it's still compulsory and people can still get potentially fined if they don't vote, just as in any election in Australia.
So we're spending all this money to ask one question.
Yes, and yes, it does sound like a lot of money. It's costing $1.75 million, which in a sense is a lot of money.
Geez, I could do a whip round. Just give me half that. I'll do a whip round and ask everyone. I'll let you know what they reckon.
Couldn't they have done like something online? Because that was my thing. Like, it's all about cost cutting and everything with the council. And you go $1.75 million to ask one question. Do you want council numbers from 15 to 9? Now, I'd say go to 9, but couldn't they have done a web page, got a web page, and still made it compulsory? You know, like we did the census and all that sort of stuff. Wouldn't it have been cheaper doing it that way?
Absolutely. And we tried to do that, but neither of the providers are able to do it. The technology for the New South Wales Electoral Commission, which is the normal people who would run the election and the referendum, they're not capable of doing that yet. And it's not also, I understand, there's some legislative things that are yet not in place. It's heading that way. There's no question about it, but it's not going to be available for this round of local government elections. But clearly it's the way for the future.
That's a lot of bloody money for one question.
When you're spending that sort of money to ask, as Paddy said, one question, you want to, as a voter, you want to get your answer right, or as right as you can, because you don't want to just be doing it for nothing. Is there going to be information available to people for pros and cons of either side
of the 15 or 9
story? Yeah.
Yes, there will be. Clearly, we'll be putting out the options and what the benefits are. But, you know, if you think about it, $1.75 million as a one-off to get the answer. And if you think that the savings in terms of what 9 councillors will cost versus what 15 councillors will cost, that will be considerable just alone. And that then goes on for year after year.
Savings. Mm. Yeah, in a situation like that, they've really got to look at that in long term, because I'm sure there's agencies, or you could outsource something from these web people who build these websites to get it.
Maybe the sweet spot's 12, because, you know, they do have 12 in a jury.
No, nine's the optimum number. Three wards is probably the optimum thing for the Central Coast. It breaks up the north-south sort of issues, and you get nine hopefully very good people, and who hopefully will work more in a cooperative board-like manner as opposed to a parliament, which is what's been happening up till now.
Now, also, you've got the community voice helping develop the first region of region-wide skate park strategy. I think it's a good idea because I know my boy Cal loves skating, and you see all the skate parks. I reckon it's great. Gets the kids out there doing stuff. And what's the skate park strategy, Rick?
The skate park strategy is just that. It's to set the long-term direction for skate park development and management of them across the Central Coast. We've got quite a number already, but it will be in the short term. We are including the development of a couple of new ones. There'll be a regional skate park at Umina Beach and Lake Munmora. There's two places there'll be skate parks within the next couple of years. We've budgeted for those, so they'll be going ahead, and there'll be upgrades to some of the other parks that already exist.
Yeah, I see.
Paddy might want to learn to drop into a half pipe, one of these skate pipes. He was saying he's pretty keen to have a go.
Rick?
No.
they're doing a new one at Paddy Clifton Oval. The council are doing that.
What could go wrong, Paddy?
Rick, I'll speak to him during the ad break. I will. All right, mate. So that's what's been cracking with the council. Thanks again for joining us and letting us know that you were going to go for the 70s.
Yeah, the 70s.
The greatest decade of rock.
Yeah, we'll just round up.
Okay, thanks, guys.